Well, thousands of jobs could be on the line under the government's new school lunch model. The government says it will order what schools need from a central source rather than relying on the current 156 school lunch suppliers. Jan Karas is the owner of Jack's Cafe and makes 240 meals per day for two schools in the Coromandel. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so your contract remains in place from what I can see until the end of the year, but after that, things could be uncertain for you.
Oh, very much so. You know, the changes they want to make, it doesn't seem correct. It doesn't work for us.
So what are you doing at the moment, and what, you know, how does it work at the moment?
Basically, with the lunches, you do it. We've got kids range from, say, 200 at one school, 30, 40 at the other. We do such things as nachos, chicken mash, peas and gravy, cottage pie, sandwiches filled with ham and chicken. And they also get snacks of fruits, cheese and crackers, carrot sticks and hummus, which seems to be going down well. We consultate with the schools all the time and with the kids to see what they like. Obviously, there's some things that we can't do for them, but, you know, we try and make it as enjoyable as possible. With the new system that they're looking at, I don't see it being very enjoyable.
And cost-wise, so we're hearing the new model wants to go at about $3 a meal. You know, currently it's about $8. What are you able to do it for?
Look, at the end of the day, we are governed by, obviously, where we can buy the stock from. We're also governed by how much we pay wages to the staff for, and we've got packaging on top of that. Relatively speaking, you know, there is not much margin in the ranges that they got. You know, like at the end of the day, it's $5.80 for a young kid and $8.60-odd for the older kids. There is not much margin to move, especially with the prices in New Zealand at the present.
So this contract that you do, are you doing it because you want to, well, a number of reasons. One, you want to contribute to your community, but presumably this is something you can make a small profit from for your business.
Oh, of course, you know, and after the years of COVID and the cyclones and stuff like that, there was something that the business needed to do to, you know, keep moving forward. I've got staff that I need to keep employed. And at the end of the day, it's a livelihood that we need to keep running. It's something that we looked at. We have a cafe here as well, but obviously the cafe can't run when we're doing the school lunches. So I'm between a rock and a hard place. I either run the cafe or concentrate on the school lunches. At the end of the day, yes, you want to cut down costs and so forth, but at the end of the day, you're going to cut down the quality of the meals that the kids are going to get.
And you would have to presumably lay off staff if you didn't have this contract.
Yeah, I'll probably laying off 3 to 4 staff.
The feedback on the meals you're delivering, is it good? I mean, the kids, are they receptive to these sort of more, you know?
Look, we have an uptake from the school. We've been given a spreadsheet of the uptake of school lunches. It ranges from anything from 70 up to around about 85% per day. Obviously, some kids don't like some of the meals. That's unfortunate, but we can't just change for a certain quantity. You know, everything is a standard across the board. But most of the feedback is pretty good. And, you know, there's going to be the odd occasion when it's not successful, so we look at changing that, and we don't put that in our menu.
And what about this idea of a more scaled-back lunch being more appropriate, the sandwich and fruit model?
Well, at the end of the day, they do get sandwiches and they do get fruit just about every single day with the snack stuff. But what we're finding with the new model, I think they've done it the wrong way around. It's the older kids that are more conscious of what they eat and also particular about what they eat. If you're going to offer them tinned fruit, beans, bread, etc., they're not going to take up to that. Muesli bars also. It's just something they just don't want to eat. Some of them have got jobs, so they'll just go down to the local takeaway.
And look, I've got to ask, because ACT put it out there, I mean, this idea that sushi is somehow woke, what's your view on sushi?
Obviously, for us here, it's very hard for us to roll out that kind of amount of sushi, because we don't have the the areas to do that kind of stuff. I think sushi's good for the kids. You know, at the end of the day, it's something that they see in the shops all the time. You see a lot of the kids will buy those little packs of sushi from the supermarkets and so forth. And it's just the way that things are going. It's how do I put it? Like, the availability of those kind of foods to a lot of New Zealanders is a lot easier now than it used to be.
Absolutely. Jan, thank you very much for that. Jan Karas there, owner of Jack's Cafe in the Coromandel. They make about 240 meals per day for two schools in the Coromandel.